We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Race on a Football Friday. Today we are live at the Convention Center for the Radio Row for the Army-Navy game, which, of course, is right here in Philadelphia, the 120th Army-Navy game. But it's Marks and Race. What's up, Ikey?
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Great show today. Great football guest. Great football conversation. Joel Embiid went nuts last night. We'll have to add him in the conversation as well. Tiki Barber is going to join us early in the show at about 2:15. You know, we were just talking about the whole Giants and Eagles rivalry yesterday. So Tiki's going to, you know, like you. So we're at Radio Row. There's stations from all over the country here, right? So you got requests, being a big famous former Eagle All-Pro, now a radio star. So now, right, you know where he is. So now he's getting requests from everybody to do radio interviews. So for the last hour, Ike's bounced around to a couple different stations, including our sister station in New York. Mm-hmm. And what's everybody asking you about, Ike?
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. And mm-hmm. You know what we're going to ask a lot of people about today?
Carson Wentz.
Because yeah. We talk about the quarterback. And
boy, do we.
You know, I agree with you guys now about the career-defining win for Carson Wentz. I think it was a career-defining win.
Oh, I like that.
On Monday night.
Yeah.
So, therefore, he couldn't possibly lose any of the last three games of the season, right? He couldn't lose to the Redskins on Sunday. He couldn't possibly lose to the Dallas Cowboys if he had a career-defining win in 2 weeks. Right, you certainly wouldn't lose the last game of the season. So, I mean, if it really was a career-defining win, then we should feel really good about this team going for the rest of the year, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do to a degree. You know, I think we do to a degree. Listen, I would feel a lot better if everyone were healthy and – you know, we had this stretch coming up. We're trying to survive this stretch. We're going to try to survive Sunday's game, right? That game against the Redskins, we're going out there with a bunch of young guys, and the Redskins would have had a game of footage to watch them and see what they do.
Right.
So, I mean, I need to see what they look like after that Redskins game. Now, if they go out there to that Redskins game and, you know, you have a nice game there in the offense, I expect the defense to play well. They're going up against Dwayne Haskins. But if the offense can move up and down the field and put the ball in the end zone and you don't have to wait until, you know, late in the third quarter to get going, I think we can come out and score at least, I mean, at a minimum, 24. That's a minimum. We got to score at a minimum 24.
There's
points.
A better chance that the Eagles lose this game than that this is a blowout win, in my opinion. I do not see a blowout win. I don't see a team. Listen, here's the thing. This is the game.
I don't see a blowout win either.
This is the game that can really.
This team hasn't blown anybody out in 2 years.
No, they haven't. And I don't expect them to do it this week. This offense is full of no names. The season's on the line, and there's a lot of people that feel good about this team based on what Carson Wentz was able to do late, where it seemed like something happened. It seemed like that, they figured it out. Like the guys that were playing that no one really knew who they were, it was like, you know what? We can do this. This can work, right? I don't think that. I don't think that there was some miraculous corner that they turned in the fourth quarter in overtime. I think Carson Wentz played well, and the Eagles played well against a really bad team. So this week, I mean, I'm not going to pick the Eagles to lose because I don't believe they're going to lose, but I don't think this is an easy, good game that we're gonna come in here on Monday, and it's going to be like, yup, I feel great going into Cowboy Week. I don't believe that. It's hard for me to even say that the Eagles are going to win this week. I don't trust this team. Based on what Carson Wentz did.
Hold up now. Yeah. You just said it's hard for you to say the Eagles are going to win this week?
Yes.
Dude, they're playing the Redskins.
And? Who do they just play on Monday night at home?
The Giants.
Yeah, who are worse than the Redskins?
Are they?
Yes. I believe so. Yes, they are. So,
I don't know.
So would I be shocked if we came in on Monday miserable because something happened on Sunday? I would not be shocked. And just because Carson and the offense was able to put it together for a couple of drives late against a horrendous team and a horrendous defense. I mean, that's fine. I hope that it did give him confidence. I hope that it does get the ball rolling for him. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Well, it should be, it'll be rolling enough to get through the Redskins game.
Okay. All right.
I mean, listen, we got to get through the Redskins game. We'll worry about the next week when we get to that point. But for Sunday, I think Eagles fans should be excited. And I don't mean excited from the standpoint of, oh, we're about to roll out there like we're the greatest show on turf and put up 40 points. I don't mean excited like that. I mean just be excited to see what the hell we have. I guess there's, because I don't know what to expect Sunday, there is a little bit of excitement.
That does make it exciting,
I don't know what the hell to expect Sunday. Listen, I've gone from Robert Davis scoring three touchdowns to Robert Davis dropping three balls in 2 days.
I mean, got his name right, though. That's progress.
I can't mess that up. I was going to call him Roger Davis, but.
It's been Rod, it's been Roger, and his name's Robert, though. He's a wide receiver for the Eagles, right? Runs a 4-3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't forget that.
We know that.
It runs a 4-3. Yeah, but I want to see what it looks like Sunday.
No, I agree with you.
I want to see what it looks like.
I agree with you.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited to see how they respond. I'm excited to see how they look if they did turn a quarter, if something happened. If something happened at the end of that game to where now guys are looking and saying, you know what, we can do this. Like, sometimes the answer is so simple and it's right in front of you, but you're in a funk to where – it seems so far away, but really the answer is simple and it's right in front of you. And the one part of me in the back of my head wonders, did they do that? Did they do that? Did Carson literally say, you know what, like, yeah, like, I need to roll out a little bit more. I need to get on the run. Like Doug says, you know what, yeah, get him out. I don't know what's taking so long to do all this stuff, but, I mean, is there hope for that for me? Sure. I'm hopeful that that's going to happen. Did anything that happened in the Giants game make me feel better about this game on Sunday? Actually, quite the contrary. It makes me feel worse. They must have lost to the Giants. They needed overtime to bail them out. A terrible team. Their coach is gone. Everybody knows it.
23-0 is what they outscored the Giants. Giants went up 17-0, right?
No, it was Jack. What was the? Well, I mean, they were down
17-3 at halftime.
17-3 at halftime. So close.
Oh, so they got the three before they got 17. So it was 10-3.
But I mean, regardless, they outscored them 21-0 in the second half.
20-0 in the second half. There you go, man.
All right.
I mean, I need to see that. I may need to see it earlier. I think what you're going to get Sunday is Carson will try to stay within whatever's called in the offense, and we'll see if these guys can get open versus coverages, you know, and if they can't, Carson's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to improvise. I mean, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, he's going to put the team on the back.
You have to improvise, and he does. Guys got to get open. You know, can you run the ball well Sunday? I mean, every Boston Scott's the toast of the town. Yeah, he's the toast of the town.
Get him that contract extension now. Like, we had the caller late in the show yesterday, worried about losing him.
If his agent better be calling Howie right now to get that deal done.
Oh, well, the Giants game was the first game Boston Scott played this year for the Eagles.
Right, yeah. People didn't even realize he had already played.
He had a lot of touches in the Bills game. Just wasn't as impressive.
So, I mean, it's a weird game Sunday because we know here's the other thing that's weird about Sunday's game. They can lose the game and nothing changes.
At all.
Yeah.
Because the Cowboys are losing this weekend, too.
Well, even if the Cowboys win, nothing changes. As long as you beat the Cowboys next week. It's the same scenario. You're going to have to beat the Cowboys next week regardless.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah, but
no matter what happens Sunday with the Eagles or the Cowboys.
But I believe in this game, if you finish with the same record as the Cowboys, even if you beat them, they have a better division record because you've lost.
That may be the case.
You would have lost the second game, and the Cowboys haven't lost the game yet in the division, so they would have one loss.
Right.
But regardless, even if they, to your point, even if they lose on Sunday, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all over with. They got to come out and win on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is got to come out on Sunday and play his ass off and play well. The personnel around them, he doesn't have wide receivers. Oh my God, the running game, the offensive line's not blocking. It's all out the window. You know, I mean,
what do you mean it's out the window? What does that mean?
It's out the window. It doesn't matter at this point. None of that stuff matters. It means that Carson Wentz has got to win this game.
Oh, so I mean, you mean there is no excuse?
There's no
to
excuse
lose
at all.
The game.
There's no excuse to
That's
lose.
That's what
game.
I want you to say.
Yeah, there's no excuse at all.
And receivers, damn, it don't even matter, huh?
There is no excuse to lose.
I was
lose
waiting
this game.
On that hot take.
No excuse.
It don't matter.
Hot take.
It doesn't matter who he's playing with. I don't care who's running the ball.
You have the hot take.
I don't care who's running the ball. He better win this game Sunday. Yeah, I was waiting on it. I was waiting on it. Thank you.
We'll get Tiki
Thank
Barber
you.
Coming up at 2:15. I'm going to ask him.
You know what? Ask him what?
Ask him if Carson Wentz needs to win this game. No excuses.
What does that mean? Tiki has an opinion. What does that mean?
Well, I want to know what he
says. I'm going to ask him, like, his word is bond and what he says.
He's coming up in 5 minutes. I'm trying to tease the interview.
My only point is that they don't win that game Monday night because of only Carson Wentz. The other guys have to step up, too.
They caught the ball.
They caught the ball, ran the ball. I mean, now Boston Scott didn't do anything Monday night. He wasn't a factor now.
Yeah, but, I mean, Tuesday,
all I heard was they only won because of Boston Scott.
Hold on a second. All of a sudden now, the defining game of Carson Wentz's career, the other guys did it. No, on Monday night, that was the defining game of his career, but it was really about the other guys making plays, not Carson Wentz. No. That game was about Carson Wentz.
No, it wasn't just about Carson Wentz. We watched the game. You saw the guys make catches. You saw Boston Scott run the ball. Like, you saw that. We're not looking at a box score. We saw what happened. We saw how the game unfolded. Carson's play certainly picked up, but.
All right, we'll get into it. Tiki's coming up in 5 minutes. Our Twitter question's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's the holiday season. Mark's Jewelers has you covered from engagement rings to custom jewelry. Shop now, marks-jewelers.com. They're right there under 309. In Montgomery. Listen, we'll come back and we'll talk about it. 888-729-9494. Better chance of happening on Sunday. Eagles lose or the Eagles blow out the Redskins? That's our first Twitter question. We'll be joined by Tiki Barber coming up in 5 minutes. I think I did, actually. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, live from Army-Navy Radio Row. Tiki Barber live right here with us coming up in 5 minutes.
Hey, fellas, do you struggle every Christmas banging your head against the wall trying to figure out what to get your wife or girlfriend? Well, save yourself the headache this year. You ask how? By giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, nudie sleepwear. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. And the texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. Now, she's going to love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you're going to love the way that they make her look. Plus, listen to this. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and that's like icing on the cake for some of you guys, because that means you don't have to wrap a thing. And they're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. And delivery is guaranteed by Christmas. So get her something special so she'll really love it and take care of the hardest person to shop for on your holiday list. Here's what you got to do. It's simple. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.